I'm not sure who this is because it's been so long since he's joined us. Is it Jason Cans?
I think that's my name. I didn't lose that part of my functioning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Cotter.
It's been a while.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So COVID had you down and out here, and you're still recovering.
Yeah. Last Tuesday, I think I had reached out to you. That was the last time we were on the air together. And I said, my day just felt off when you and I were on the air in the morning. And I took a test that night, and I tested positive, and I spent much of the next several days sleeping. And, it really took a toll on me.
Well, glad you're recovering bit by bit, and it sounds like you've been listening to some audiobooks, if not reading.
I'm trying to do some. I actually did read a book, that I finally got around to it, and made it that far, but listened to some audiobooks. I listened to an old favorite, Love Does, by Bob Goff, and I probably listen to that one once a year. It's certainly on my must-read list, and just such an encouraging book. It's been that. It's been watching some television. It's been not much of anything else.
We did, two things in terms of the Peggy and I watched together over the weekend was we had never seen, it's been out for a while, and I'm kind of embarrassed, but the Jesus Music documentary, and if you've seen that, it's kind of a history of the Irwin brothers, who this new movie, Jesus Revolution, that's coming out, kind of the Calvary Chapel story, you can see different elements of that. But that was really good, if you get a chance to see that. I think it was on Hulu. And then also, we continued on. We're near the end of season 3 of Kim's Convenience, and that's one of the best TV shows of all time that I've seen, really. So,
yeah, that's really good. Really good stuff.
Well, we continue to truck on in Romans 12 here, as it's 20 days before Christmas. How about, can you believe that? 20 days before Christmas. So
it's shocking. I actually had a hard time remembering what month it was over the last few days, so... But my wife brought home a Christmas tree, so I guess it's on the way. So
way to go, Heather! Way to go, Heather! All right, let me think. I know that I was. I'm trying to do this from memory, and where we left off. And so, me and my Monday memory. We've had some issues here recently. So, all right. Well, it's not the worst thing in the world if we redid something. But okay. So there's Romans 12:17. Now I know we did that already. Romans 12, 18, and 19, I think I did on Friday. So let's do Romans 12, 20, and 21.
All right. Sounds good. So that says, instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Do not let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
So this is one of those... passages where you've got two paragraphs to say regarding two verses and letters to the book, but it is a devotional commentary, so here we go.
Right.
I'll read it, you give me your take. You wrote, in the meantime, do the opposite of what your sinful, self-protective nature tells you. If your enemy's hungry, share your food. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Paul wrote that acting contrary to your sinful nature would heap burning coals upon your enemy's head. Mercifully treating others can lead them to feel discomfort. Compassion is countercultural, and people who cling to evil do not expect mercy. Next paragraph. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Unquote. You cannot destroy evil by greater evil, but only by good. Never by deception, but only by the truth. Never through self-seeking, but only through the cross. Thoughts?
Yeah, again, I think we see in our world so often these days so much hatred showing up, for example, in social media. And just a reminder that we need to seek good, to seek the light, to seek the truth of Jesus.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I mean, and I think it's important to note that scripturally and in all of our lives, in all of our hearts, right? Because we can, it's not just an attack in a nightclub where people get shot, but like the power of life and death is in the tongue, it says in Proverbs, right?
Absolutely. For sure.
And Jesus said, you know, it's not just if you murder somebody, but if you got anger in your own heart. So we got to all heed what he says about cleaning the inside of the cup and dish. Good stuff, Jason. Continue on the road to recovery. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. All right, yeah, you can tell he's working his way through. When Jason is too sick to read, you know he's sick, so there you go.
This Christmas.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want a good night's sleep? Just say the word and I'll order a MyPillow for you.
MyPillow presents.
But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're just pillows.
Witness the transformation.
I want to sleep again. I want to sleep again.
It's a wonderful night's sleep.
Teacher says a sleep with MyPillow things feels just like angel's wings.
Promo code WWIB at MyPillow.com.
Come on, Drew Freilich in Michigan. A pretty good Jimmy Stewart impression there, huh?
I didn't know if I was a... I love those MyPillow commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
You kind of dropped out there. But yeah, that was kind of... Caleb had that produced here with some of the connections he's got around the country. So that was a pretty well. We love that one. All right. Well, Drew Freilich from Detroit this morning with us, co-pastor of the Vineyard Church there in the Motor City, and also a stand-up comic as well as other hats he wears. So Advent is rolling right along, right?
Yeah. So I think like many churches, you know, it feels like every Christmas season, the mission for church is like, we got to get, you know, what's the real meaning of Christmas? What, you know, we got to get to the real bottom of it or whatever. And there's a lot of things around it. It's like, it's very consumeristic. We're like, is it just about a brand? You know, like you hear a jingle bell and then you feel like you have to have a peppermint latte or something like that. Or is it more than that? And so we're doing this sermon series called Honest Advent. And it's based off of this book, Honest Advent, by painter and artist Scott Erickson. So we're actually turning the entire lobby of our building into an art gallery this week. It's going to be open to the public for a few weeks.
Wow.
And it's a contemplative, it's Christian contemplative art. People can come, you know, pray through the art pieces, look at art, kind of contemplate the meaning of Christmas. So anyway, so... I was teaching, you know, I was talking to my congregation yesterday during the sermon, like, how do you look at art, you know, and they're all like, you know, I don't know. And so I told them this story. This is how you pretentiously look at art, is I was at the Chicago Art Museum, and there's all these arty types standing around, you know. This is a true story, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're standing around, they're looking at this one piece, they're going, oh, wow, look at that, oh, my goodness, oh, look at the angle, oh, you know, I don't even know. They're like, this is incredible. But there's no sign on it. So they go up to the security guard and they say, we don't see a placard on this one. What is this one called? He goes, guys, that's the new HVAC system we just installed. So when you look at art, you got to be pretentious, I guess, is the lesson of the story.
And they thought it was the latest piece of art. What do you know?
Yeah, because, you know, that museum, there's like soup can. You know, they got like the soup can that's a piece of art. Mm-hmm. Like a trash can with some Legos in it, supposed to, you know, sum up the meaning of life or something like that. So
is your Santa...
So that's what we're doing.
Is your Santa series done then or what? I thought you were doing a Santa series.
Yeah, we did the Santa series for 5 weeks, and now we're on to the Advent series.
Wow, so you guys get, as soon as they start putting Christmas out in the stores, you guys are doing Christmas series at the Detroit Vineyard, so.
Oh, we were doing it before Halloween. We beat Starbucks.
Wow.
We were there first. We were like Neil Armstrong for Christmas this year. Right? Right there, you know?
Oh, boy. Well, that's good. I'm going to save what I had in one of these times. We're going to take a Monday segment and do a comedy class with this sketch, Tim Hawkins, Jesus Take the Wheel. So you go check that.
Okay.
Check that out, and we'll kind of break it down and do a full stop through that sketch. So we'll do that.
I will be prepared for next week. I apologize. The dog ate my homework.
There you go. All right. Thanks, our friend Drew Freilich from DrewFreilich.com in Detroit, smiling as the Lions won yet again. Yesterday, blowing out Jacksonville. So, way to go, Detroit. Although, actually, the Packers and their slim playoff hopes, one of the things they needed was a Detroit loss, which that was not forthcoming. Weekend recap, WWIB. Hey, For me, in a word, this weekend was about connection. It's so important, right? Connecting with others. Saturday morning, met with friends for breakfast at Randy's in Eau Claire. I'm a regular there. Saturday mornings at 7. And whoever can make it, make it. We invite you listeners. Come on out and join us. I had a full breakfast too, Caleb, the full deal.
Randy's is so good for breakfast.
It was great. Their hash browns are like top notch. And then also with a couple of friends at Coffee Grounds, my wife and I watching, finally, the Jesus Music documentary. Highly recommended. And Caleb, you and I have had a sneak peek at the Jesus Revolution movie coming out in February. Yeah, different connections here in this documentary. Same guys making it, the Irwin brothers. Then on Sunday, again, connection. And let me just highlight, huge Packer fan, but middle of the second quarter, I set it aside, met with friends for coffee for like 2.5 hours. My wife and I with another couple. Glad to know they came from behind to win, but again.
It was like 18 points in the fourth quarter.
I know, that was something. Doesn't happen very often. But I'll have to catch the highlights.
I have to say, I wasn't necessarily expecting to be here this morning because I just kind of thought the baby would come Saturday. It seemed like signs are pointing, but you know what? No appearance yet. And so it was kind of, again, a quiet, restful weekend. We kept things close to home just in case, but got the tree put up. I have no skill in that area. I realized, hey, usually my wife does that, but Nora had been in her very persistent four-year-old way telling, telling me that the tree needed to be up. So we got that put up and then was able, because no baby, was able to go to the Christmas parade, Bridge to Wonderland parade. Thank you to Kristen from the station for organizing all of that. So I took Cooper with me and he was pumped. I mean, it was cold, but he was like, this was my first time walking in a parade.
Wow.
So yeah, he was excited about that. So again, great turnout and thank you to everyone who organized that and to all the police and state troopers keeping everybody safe. So that was kind of our activity there on Saturday, and then on Sunday afternoon, I got, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour shopping trip with my youngest, my current youngest, with Nora. And so we went out, and again, she loves shopping in any form or fashion. So just some daddy-daughter time, and we really enjoyed that. And again, being able to have one-on-one time with some of the individual kids was fantastic, too. And can't wait for Lily to get home here at the end of this week from her trip. Mm. But, just the two kids who are at home right now got to have some great daddy time with them. And treasured that.
Fantastic. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, our 6 jokes of the week here this morning. First off for me, Caleb, how do you make a small fortune in social media?
Not sure.
Start out with a large one.
Sounds like an Elon Musk.
Yes, there you go. Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. And just one personal observation from home yesterday. Then we'll kind of recap some of the incentives in our 12 days of bundles. Day 3 today, another drawing before 9 from those who partner with us. A suggested donation of 103.70 or greater. But we opened up the mail yesterday, and I see that, from the city of Eau Claire, and Athena and Wesley, our two dogs, our mini Aussie Shepherd and mini Poodle, they each owe $40.
Oh.
Or, yeah. $40, like annual licensing. And I felt like, I said to Peggy, I said, Athena's old enough, I think she could pay her own bill.
Right.
And Peggy said she's only 4. And I'm like, 28 in dog years.
Yeah, I mean, she's still living in your home, too.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, hey, I don't know if we have any dog treats, but we've got lots of great treats in the 12 Days of Bundles as a thank you to you for your suggested and request gift of $103.70 3 times per weekday. We're doing a drawing from all those who've given that gift to WIB Incorporated Halvo. And again, I mean, we just tell people the earlier in the month that you give that suggested gift of $103.70, the more chances you'll have to be in the drawing. And of course, you can select from the December gift offers, so you already get something guaranteed, but you might be getting a bonus gift, one of these great bundles. We're kind of going through them here.
Exactly. Now, some of these, I mean, obviously we've had some drawings already, and Carol may have reached out, but again, this is what we started with. And again, it's fantastic. And so a $15 gift certificate to Down to Earth Garden Center and also the cafe and the Mustard Seed Boutique.
How about a $10 Culver's gift card, one of the original bundles there, too?
One of my favorites, a $25 Hy-Vee gift card.
Very cool. $20 gift card for Famous Dave's in Eau Claire.
Delicious. $20 gift certificate for Domino's Pizza, Chippewa Falls, Menominee in Eau Claire.
How about going to the movies? Micon Cinemas Holiday Movie Bundle. 4 Super Saver Micon movie tickets. It's in any movie you want.
I love that one. Now, also, how about the MyPillow Kids Bundle? Go Everywhere Bible Story Pillow. You pick it up here at WIB.
The Family Movie Night Bundle. 2 family DVDs and specifically kid-oriented for some of those. Fantastic.
about the NIV Adventure Bible, the number one Bible for kids 8 to 12 years old.
How about the Kids Laugh and Learn Bible by Phil Vischer, the creator of VeggieTales?
Mm-hmm. 52 five-minute Bible stories. Also, the Kids Visual Story Bible by Zonder Kids.
Here's another great book by Fox News anchor Shannon Bream, The Women of the Bible Speak, and that's packaged with a Christmas CD, another one of the 50-plus bundles we started with the 12 Days of Bundles.
The Women of Christmas by Liz Curtis Higgs, and a Christmas CD.
And how about three in a row from Action City, including a Fun Center pair of tickets for 3 hours of unlimited play.
Yeah, it just kind of goes on and on. You got a pair of tickets for Chaos Water Park or a pair of tickets for a two-hour jump pass in the trampoline park.
We've got a WIB 2-pack of Christmas CDs in there or a Joyful Jordan Spa in a box.
Francesca Battistelli Christmas LP record.
And also Christmas Carols for a Kid's Heart CD plus a book with simple piano music, guitar chords, and lyrics. That's from Johnny Erickson Tada.
And last but not least, the Harry and David Gourmet Cheese Bundle. Outstanding.
Yes, lots of great bundles for the Bundle Up campaign. 12 days of bundles. Your gift of $103.70 to the Nonprofit Ministry of WIB Incorporated gets you into that drawing 3 times per weekday through the 16th of December.
Ah, sugar. Specifically sugary cereal.
They say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Someone wise said that.
Yeah, that's for
Mary
sure.
Mary Poppins.
We're going to run you through the top 10 most sugary cereals and tell you along the way what percentage of that cereal is sugar.
I was telling Halvo off the air, much to my wife's chagrin, every year one of the stocking stuffers that never fits in the stocking, but one of the stocking stuffers I get for each child is the most sugary, crazy cereal that I can find for each one of them. Lily's getting to the point where she's kind of like, I don't really think I need this. But Cooper and Nora still like the sugary cereal.
My kids are older, and it could be a box of cereal or it could be some other kind of snack or something, but I hear you on that. Here we go. Number 10, most sugary cereal, Cocoa Krispies, 39% sugar.
This is number 10, and it's already at 39% sugar. How about Apple Cinnamon Cheerios? Delicious. I have not had those for a long time. 40% sugar based on a 3/4 cup serving.
Yeah. Also, the number 8 most sugary cereal, and a bit of a tie here. You got Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs, all with 41% sugar.
Those are all delicious. Mm. You've gotten me Reese's Puffs for my birthday before.
Mm-hmm.
How about Captain Crunch Crunch Berries? 42% sugar. That comes in at number 7 on this list.
The picture they're showing, they had that when I was a kid, but it was just like one kind of berry. They're showing 3 different colors here.
Yeah, and you can even get the all berries kind, too.
All right, we're going to go to, that was number 7. Number 6, most sugary cereal, Apple Jacks and S'more cereal. Never tried it. 43% sugar.
I'm pretty sure the S'mores one is one that I have purchased for my children for their stockings before. I have not tried these before. Honey Graham O's. I basically think it's graham crackers made into a Cheerio-type shape.
Okay.
But also they're tied with regular Captain Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Count Chocula.
Huh.
44% sugar in all of those.
All right. We get to the top 5 here. Here we go. Number 4 is the...
Oh, I just mentioned this one.
Yeah, so... Is that... okay, Quaker Oats, Cap'n Crunch, Oops, all berries, 47%.
Oops, we put more sugar in it, too.
Yeah.
How about... Oh, I was just... I literally just asked Cooper over the weekend if he would like this cereal. Kellogg's Fruit Loops with Marshmallows. Fruit Loops with Marshmallows, we're getting close to 50%. 48% sugar in a 3/4 cup.
Of course he likes it. The number 2 most sugary cereal is Post Golden Crisp. 50, we've crossed the 50% mark, 52% sugar.
And finally, and I do remember this one from actually summer camp. They had like the little pre-made cereals or whatever, the little bowls, plastic bowls. And I remember my friend Anthony loved these with 56% sugar. Most sugary cereals, Honey Smacks.
Wow. Yeah, this Kellogg's product has 15 grams of sugar per serving. Appropriately enough, it launched in 1953 as, wait for it, Sugar Smacks.
Sugar.
Dig them.
No, we've just made it slightly more diplomatic.